It's Friday, it's 1 o'clock, and it's time for the second half of Should I Stay or Should I Go, brought to you by Miller Chill. Now, this is the segment of the show where you, the audience, decide the fate of an up-and-coming talent. Do they have what it takes to become big and famous superstars? Or should they pack their bags, move back home with mom and dad, and start concentrating on Plan B? All right, the second thing we have for you today goes by the name of Kicked Out. Hello, Kicked Out.
What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
We're doing rad, dude.
How long you guys been together?
About 2 years.
Well, say hello to our special guest, critics tonight, Max and Tony from Eve 6.
Hello.
Max and Tony.
Check it out, Eve 6.
Yeah.
Hello.
So you know how this works, don't you? Where's our shots?
They're coming up. I just ordered them.
Oh, for God.
The shots are coming out.
You've got to be kidding me.
Everybody take a shot before the band plays. It's tradition. So, or raise your beer, raise your glass, whatever we're going to do. But I know I asked you how long you guys been together, and I missed that whole question. Well, you ever ask somebody a question, you just don't give a damn, and then
you're
like, look
how
away.
Are you? Anyway, bye.
Frank, I have bad news.
What's up?
All they brought is one beer for me. I don't see any shots coming up. So, Krista, we need 3 shots in the next 60 seconds. Krista, ladies and gentlemen, missed shot. Krista, we need shots for this band.
So, how long you guys been together?
2 years.
I'm kidding.
Don't listen to him. We just want to hear your music.
I'm kidding. What type of music are we going to be hearing today?
Rock and roll, baby.
Rock and roll.
Nice and simple.
Yeah. Now, you better come out with your best song. You saw how the first band, Waiting for Wyatt. You got to come out with your best song, okay?
Yeah.
So, what song would that be?
This one's called Thankfulness Despite.
Well, we all have beers in our hands, so let's drink beer instead of doing shots. Here we go.
Cheers.
The number's 888-520-9710. Don't call yet because the lines are locked up about half through the song. Tell us specifically what you like or don't like. That's 888-520-9710. Where are the shots?
Well, we're going to have to skip the shots for right now. We'll do it for the second song. How about that?
Okay, fine.
Here they are, Kicked Out.
All I see you is
They call themselves Kick Out. You know, with a name like that, I'm worried about the judgments because I kick them out. But it's not up to me. It's up to them out there. Let's start with our special guest, Eve Six. We've got Max and Tony from Eve Six in the house tonight.
Yep.
Giving their opinion about the band. So what do you think of Kicked Out, boys?
Definitely points for a girl drummer who,
yes.
who's rocking out well. And, you know, there were some moments of good, thick rock in there. We're kind of song guys, and maybe weren't quite totally blown away by the actual tune, but there was good rock potential.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have been together 2 years. You're a brand new band, basically, and there's definitely some good stuff going on. My head started to bang a little bit toward the end there in that last couple bars. I'd say focus on the song, you know, focus on really writing a lot and getting comfortable doing that. But there's potential for show.
Thank you, guys. Eve Six.
Enjoyed it.
Frosty, what did you think of
Kicked Out? When you listen to a band like Eve Six, the song is important. What worried me with you guys on stage, I didn't think there was a whole lot of emotion attached to you and the music. You're good performers. You're good, solid musicians. The song kicked, but I don't know if you even felt it. I really didn't feel an emotional connection. Having said that, you're great musicians. Nothing against that. But it was a wall of almost mushy rock and roll sound with not a hell of a lot of soul behind it. I wasn't moved by that. I'm sorry. The song didn't have a hook in it. It didn't feel like you were really feeling it. There was nothing that's going to get you signed based on that performance. I'm sorry. Based on that one, you got to go.
You know, I'm sorry, but I saw Frosty inside eating a nacho platter, so I don't think you heard any of your music.
I went in to listen to the sound truck, and the next year was a good, clean sound.
Oh, then you had me nachos.
Explain the drippings
happened
on your
t-shirt. Happened to be nachos.
Yeah.
But there's a great drummer in this band, too. Good drummer.
Heidi, what'd you think of Kicked Out?
Well, I have to be honest. I have had way too much to drink, No, it's way too much. Stuff's starting to spin. It's not good. I do like the chick drummer. I think that's good, not just because she's a chick, but she's a great drummer. The thing, that, I guess, the big problem with me is I hate to struggle to hear vocals. And again, I don't know if that's because we're here or what it is, but I like to be able to hear the vocals nice and crisp. So I think the musicians were, although good, were a little louder than the vocals, which I want to hear more vocals. It sounded a little muddy. Is that the word you used? Yeah,
mushy,
muddy, whatever.
Frank? Oh boy, dear. let's see. I didn't say I liked you guys at all that much, really. To tell you the truth, I was pushing my headphones on, trying to hear like what they're hearing out there, and I don't know what they're gonna say. Maybe they loved you. But I was like pushing my headphones on, trying to like you guys because I. Live with the female drummer. I mean, if it was a male drummer, I would just be all out. I didn't like it at all. But the female drummer helps out the image of the band. Makes me think it's better than it is. So I wouldn't say crap. I wouldn't say stay. I'd say go on the first song. Oh, thank God you guys can play these two songs today. So we'll go to the phones as they come in and find out what they thought about you out there, because they heard it over the radio, and that's where you want to be. So we start with Jenna in San Dimas. Jenna, what did you think of Kicked Out?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say go.
Why?
His voice trembled too much. I don't
Were you
like
nervous?
Like I don't like when you can't hear a singer sing.
All right, one go, zero stays. Tony in West Covina, what did you think of Kicked Out?
All right, basically I'm going to change the name from Kicked Out to Kick Them Out.
Oh, see, I knew they'd play on that.
No, they suck. Female drummers suck also.
Oh, she's a good drummer. Now, we are going to
You didn't know
song.
She was female until we told you.
Hey, suck it.
Two
okay.
goes, zero stays.
You go, girl.
Sam in Hermosa Beach, what did you think of Kicked Out?
I think they should go. They were horrible.
What do they need to work on? Give them
everything.
Constructive. Okay.
You can't say everything.
Constructive.
You can't
everything.
Say everything.
All right.
Why?
I guess you can say that. Ricky and Tustin. Ricky, what did you think of Kicked Out?
Ricky, are you there?
All right, Ricky's not there. I think we have mobile microphone out there in the crowd. You're not going to let that girl talk. Shut up. Get away from her.
Chris, over here.
Yeah, you can get a microphone to her, stupid. Jesus Christ. All right, take another call.
Up next will be Candace and Huntington Beach on line six. Candace, what do you say?
Shut up, Betty. Shut up, Betty.
I love the show.
What?
I said, hey, Hutlitz, I love the show.
Ooh.
I think they should go.
Why?
Founders like Panic at the Disco and Metallica had a baby. And then someone tried to play their song on Rock Band on Easy.
All right, is that to go? All right.
The good news is there's a whole other song coming up, which is new and fresh.
Is that the good news of Four Ghosts?
That's the good news.
Hey, the good news, they're going to play again.
You clean the slate. Forget the first song. Forget it.
The first one was horrible. Great, we get another one.
Judge this song fairly on its own merits. Forget the first song entirely.
All right, we got Four Ghosts, Zero Stays. We're going to give them a second chance to make a first impression. So, guys, what song are you going to play now for us?
This one's called This Night.
This Night. Our number's 888-520-9710. Stay or go for Kicked Out.
Here they are, one more time. Kicked Out.
To you, where we go from here. Where we go, this body knows. But I know a slender news ever. Stay still, so still.
Kicked out.
What do you think?
Right now the voting doesn't look good. We got Four Ghosts, Zero Stays. Let's go back to our friends Max and Tony from Eve 6 hanging out with us today.
Yep.
What did you guys think of that second song?
All right, guys. That song was a lot better than the first one, if you ask me. That had like a great hook in the chorus. I like your guys' vocals together. You know, more of that, I would say. More of that. That should have been first. You know, can tighten up a little bit, but that just comes with playing, like, a ton of gigs, you know. I'd say play live all the time. you know, once a week at least. So, but it's really good. Better song.
Yeah, my sentiments exactly. Definitely a better tune. And, yeah, just I think you guys will benefit from experience and just playing live a lot and tightening up a little bit. But that was better for sure.
Thanks, guys. Meme 6. What do you think, Frosty, of Kicked Out?
Exactly my thoughts. Why didn't he come in the box with that song? That is so much better than the other song.
Oh, that was the drummer. See, she's like, no one listens to the woman. That's what I wanted.
I believe that song. I got the feeling you guys felt that song. You were rocking the hell out of that song. The first song was lame. That was freaking awesome. If all your songs are like that, I'd buy your CD.
Thank you.
Based on that, there's potential. Based on that, you got to stay and keep at it.
Heidi, do you want to give an opinion, or are you too wasted?
No, I'll give an opinion, even if I'm wasted.
All right, you're too wasted.
I'll just keep it short. That song was much better than the first song. You should have come, if you ever get a chance to sit in front of an A&R guy, I'd play that song for sure. Much better song.
Well, right now, it could be the biggest comeback ever, because we have 4 goes, 0 stays. Where did we leave off in the phones, Frosty? From Dave in Vegas?
I have no idea.
Let's just go with Dave, listening online to FrostyHeidiAndFrank.com in Vegas.
Line 2, hello, Dave.
What'd you think?
Hi, Dave. This is his girlfriend, Erica.
Well, hello, Erica.
Yeah, they are awesome. We need them to stay.
All right. It's going to be a huge comeback for Kicked Out. First day.
888-520-9710. Up next is Lori on line 3 in Anaheim. Lori in Anaheim.
I say stay. I think they're great. And since I'm fat, I think I should get 2 votes.
Oh.
All right, 2 goes, 4 goes, 2 stays. We have Krista out in the audience with a remote microphone.
That's Mo.
So what'd you think of Kicked Out, Mo? Oh, Mo.
Stop.
That's okay. I'm on board.
How many times you heard that, baby?
Holy Moses, I'm with you. I will say I'm on board with Heidi. I don't like to struggle with vocals, but you guys, second song, totally tight. And for the drummer girl, move over Tommy Lee.
Wow.
She is amazing.
She is an animal back there. Can you imagine her in the bedroom? Baby.
What's going on, Frank?
4 goes, 2 stays. I mean, are we taking votes from inside? All right, I'll say 3 stays then. We'll give them 3 stays.
Line 1 is Jeremy in Huntington Beach. What do you say, Jeremy? Stay or go for Kick Out?
Man, after that first song was a go, but that second song, I think they're definitely going to have to stay. A little bit too much harmonics on the guitar. If you ease that up a little bit, and I think they need Frosty on the keyboards, and they're in.
No, I'll turn it into a ballad. That's what I'll do.
And he'll add a black choir and the whole thing.
Exactly.
Looking good.
Strings. I'll ruin it. It's all even now. 4 stays, 4 goes.
Line 5 is
actually, let's take a line 5 first. Let's take another opinion here who saw them play live. What's your name, sir?
This is Jimmy Rich. What's up?
Hey, baby.
And those are Washington apples. Hope you like them.
You been drinking, Rich?
They're wicked. These shots are wicked, man.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah, they're wicked.
Hey, you know what? It's kind of like a cross between, I don't know, Green Day and E6. It's like they jammed out the second song. The first song was all right. Second song rocked out, and you guys are... It was a pleasure to hear, man. You guys rock.
That's a stay. All
right. We'll mark that down as a stay. So we got 5 stays, 4 goes. Could be the biggest comeback in history. One more vote for stay, and you can pursue your dreams. Take Rudy and Alejandro.
Up next in the order these calls come in, will be line...
In the Alejandro.
Rudy, you're next on line 4, I think it is. Hello, Rudy.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Rudy, dog?
On this night, Kicked Out.
Oh, wow.
Liked it.
What?
I did not like it.
No, he did not. He said kick him out.
Oh, we're drunk.
What? What didn't you like?
Well, it's not my cup of tea. I'm kind of an older man, and on this night, Kicked Out.
You gotta listen to folk music.
Yeah, you gotta look past that, though.
Just because it's not your cup of tea doesn't mean it's not good. Sorry, we're not Johnny Cash. It's cool.
All right, we need one more vote. One vote to go. You got to take your instruments down to the ocean and throw them in. One more vote to stay. You can see your dreams.
All the other people.
5 follows 4.
Should we take the vote? Who says we take the vote in studio? Or in studio, but out here at the stage, Frank.
Do it, Frank.
You guys need to listen to me, man. I'm
You still have the microphone. Well, obviously, we're not ready for that.
You want to do a crowd?
She's right there. She's good. She's good to go.
Find somebody who wants to give their opinion. Not Betty. Goddamn Betty. Would you get the hell out of here?
We've heard from Betty.
Betty. Oh, Lordy.
I think they should stay.
It's official. Thank you so much. If you go to frostyaudiofrank.com and click on the Should I Stay or Should I Go section of the homepage, you'll be able to click on see the bands, see their picture, and also get connections right to their MySpace and any events they might have coming up. Thank you guys so much for being great sports. For you, Kicked Out and Waiting for Wyatt, this has been another episode of
Should I Stay or Should I Go? It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. We're in Calabasas on the stage at the Sagebrush Cantina.
That music you hear right now is Eve Six. They stopped by to be the guest judges today for Should I Stay or Should I Go. They'll be playing tonight at the Key Club at 7 o'clock tonight, presented by Sean Healy Presents. So definitely go out to the Key Club tonight. Continue the party for Eve Six. Thank you guys for coming out. Tony.
Max.
Max.
Cool for coming out. Let's get him in the control room, in the studio. We're back.
Where were we? Oh, I promised a penis story, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Like an hour ago.
You promised penis.
Okay. Talk about irony. I'm a girl, so I don't necessarily understand it, but have you, either one of you, Frank or Frosty, ever gotten into a fight with a guy over penis size?
With a guy?
Yeah. How would you, what circumstance?
That's the question. Have you?
Well, Frosty, you're probably dumped for not having, you know.
I don't know how to respond to it. It's so defamatory. You'll be hearing from my attorney.
I would plead the fifth, maybe, if I were you.
Why would two guys get in a fight over it?
As a girl, I'm asking, because there's a story in the paper that I go, really? I didn't think guys did that. But maybe they do. I'm a dumb girl. I don't know. So I'm asking, have you ever, in your life, gotten into a fight over penis in any way?
No, hell no.
Okay.
Well, it's been a long time since we changed uniforms in marching band. Maybe something then, I don't recall, though.
All right, so...
But not lately.
Okay, so he's in marching band, and you're in a sport. So what if, back in the day, Frank, when you were playing football in high school...
Yeah, Sharon.
And you didn't get to go to the mixer because you screwed up a pretty big play.
Yeah, bring that up. Who's number 36 anyway?
Oh, I'm going to at any chance I get. Are you kidding me? And let's say that you're in the locker room.
All right.
And you're getting undressed, and one of the guys on the team goes, Oh my God, look how little your wiener is. Mine's totally bigger than yours.
It was probably Troy saying that.
Oh my story.
My God.
Interesting.
You know what's so freaky about that? Is that like one of my buddies, Troy, introduced me to Frosty. That's how I met him.
Yeah, that's how we met.
So to make that joke, you saw Troy's
No,
penis?
I never saw Troy's pee.
Troy was the first guy you sold beer to.
Oh, stop. I knew it. That's how I met.
Oh, my God.
No, I never saw his. How would I ever see his? No, I never saw his.
Well, clearly.
He was the quarterback.
No, he wasn't.
Whatever.
He was the center.
Whatever. No, I didn't. But explain.
Frosty was the tight end.
Of course he was.
And the receiver, yes.
Wide receiver. Did you see the size of him?
The wide receiver. Come here, Frosty.
So how would this result in some sort of fight? I don't get that. How do you get to that step?
Well, in the story, it says three men were shot dead, two others critically wounded in a bar fight. Following an argument over the size of a male's penis.
An argument over it?
Yeah. The shooting took place at this bar restaurant. Five people were arrested. Happened very early in the morning. Obviously, a lot of alcohol was drank.
Word of that, aren't we?
Drunk. Drank.
Hey, drink your shot, honey.
Here's the drinking too much.
Oh, my God.
Raise your shot glass.
Hit me with a fingernail. And
Heidi popped her zit, and now she's bleeding on her chin.
No, somebody went to touch my face and scraped their fingernail on my face.
I got Lesi AIDS.
I'm wiping it all over you. Somebody hit me with their fingernail.
Yeah, sure they did.
I thought I had a security team, but I guess I don't. I'm bleeding.
I'm still confused how they would get in a fight over the size of their...
They're all showering together.
No, it says that... This happened in Phoenix,
by
the way.
How do you fight about that?
The argument apparently began when a patron
A patron.
A patron. A patron. God damn, have
do
another
drink. Do your shot. Shut up.
Did you do yours?
Yeah, I don't have any left.
You didn't do yours. This is brought. This
I
is
did my shot, buddy.
Filled with roofie.
Did I not do
I
my
mine.
Shot? I did it back at that table back there.
I did, right there, right
See,
there.
See, here's
there.
What I know.
All right, all right.
I end up bleeding, and I don't know why.
All right, I
that
got another shot handed to you right now.
They brought you Jaeger. Oh, my God. Hey, Cajal, right. Where's my shot,
Seriously,
buddy?
We're all going back to my place for a pool party,
Cheers,
all right?
Queer.
Sweet.
Henry.
I live like 5 minutes from this place. We're walking.
God damn. I'm not doing any more. That's the last one. I'm putting my foot down.
Oh, my God.
Come on,
so,
Posse.
What? What do you mean I drank it? Why?
Continue your penis story. I'll be a
Something about
drink.
The patrons. So they were a patron.
No, it was a patron of a restaurant and a bar restaurant. And the argument began when, I guess, two guys went into the bathroom together. And one of the guys was Indian. And the Indian, sounds like a joke, the Indian says to the white guy, no, the other Indian, the other Indian, dot on the forehead okay, right. Indian. Oh, yeah.
You know, if you scratch that off, you win $5, $10, or $20.
No, the Indian Indian from India.
If you rub it, you make a wish. It's like the blue dot in the Inquirer, right?
Back to that story. The Indian says to the white man, some sort of penis slam.
Slam.
Right.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's, oh my God, look at you, you hung like an elevator button. Something like that. That's the only thing I can say, because it doesn't say in my story what he said to him.
Easy, 7-Eleven.
But the white man went to the toilet, an Indian guy followed him. While at the urinal, the Indian man told the white man that his penis was bigger than his. The white man left the urinal, told his friends what the Indian guy said. Hey, guys, who's this Indian guy in the bathroom? Said he had a bigger wiener than me.
And they all beat the Indian guy up?
Yeah, they said vulgarities were exchanged. Then a group of five Indian men left the restaurant, and then all five of them returned with guns. The men
Ooh.
Opened fire. Three victims, aged between 30 and 55, died on the spot.
Ooh.
Over a... Oh, really? So, see, I'm saying white guy has a small wiener. Because if a white guy has a big one,
well,
he just
Indian
goes...
Well, the Indian guy must have had a huge wiener. You're going to shoot him over it.
Who knows? My God. I didn't know that they were, you know, you hear the black men. Mm.
That's what they wrap their hair up in, their penis. Look at the turban, that's his foreskin.
And when we say sorry, they say, oh no, don't be sorry, I'm proud. No?
Isn't the top of the Taj Mahal, those column things, aren't those like penis heads?
You would think that, wouldn't you?
Of course
I'm just
would.
Saying, they're penal in shape.
So this is an odd story then.
Yeah.
Guys don't fight over, so if you're in a urinal and some guy says, mine's way bigger than that, what do you say?
It's odd on two counts. One,
do you say, let me see it?
Well, it's hard to challenge him in the bathroom, because then you're going to have to whip it out in the bathroom together. So there's two guys comparing their penises in the bathroom. It's like, no, we're not gay. It's not what you think. That he happened to see mine. Because when I went to the bathroom here first time, there was a guy in the men's bathroom inside. You know, that first urinal. It's like
the first
door opens.
Yeah,
you can see your wiener.
Yeah, the first
one.
I'm
using that. Everybody's like, let's just see what Frank's got down there. There's a whole line of dudes just looking at my penis.
Are you kidding
peeing.
Me?
Yeah, they were probably thinking it's pretty small. I'm not having a good day, girls. I'm sorry.
There's a design flaw with the urinals here, because the first urinal, you're on
it's
display.
It's right by the door.
Yeah, you're on display for everyone. There's no privacy wall at all. Urinal number one here at Sagebrush Cantina is like everyone sees your penis coming in.
So you wouldn't use that one if that was
I had
good.
To use it.
Oh.
But he sat on it. He sat on it and tucked it underneath and...
It's a urinal design flaw.
I have a question. If you're at home, guys, just by applause and be honest. I know you're out with your boys and everything, your ladies and all that stuff, but be completely honest. And this is, again, if you're not pooping, just peeing. If you're at home, how many guys, by applause, you're at home, how many guys sit down to pee?
Show of hands.
Oh, you liars.
I'll
it's,
start.
It's
I'll
more
start.
Comfortable.
I'll
at
start.
Home. Even if you're not
yes.
pooing, you pee. And
yes,
you sit down.
I
you're,
do
you're
it.
You're at home. It's
yes.
comfy.
Wait. You don't have to poop, but you sit down to pee.
My hand
yeah,
goes
yeah.
up to
no
start
poop.
It all.
No
yes,
poop.
I do that.
Okay, see? You're at home.
Well, see,
look, you
no,
guys,
no.
the only reason you're standing
I,
in public is because
no
you're trying
shame.
To do like,
I have to sit down every time.
All right. No, I'm serious.
Oh, yeah? Well,
why are you standing at home?
Why are you... penis.
Oh, that old gem.
Look,
I can't wait till Christmas.
The only time I sat down to pee is when I stood up and I had a head rest, or a head rush. And so I'll sit down to pee. I feel like I'm going to puke.
Oh, okay. Only if you're drunk.
If I'm going to puke and I don't know if I'm going to poop or not. You know, one of those. I'm holding the trash can.
Okay. I just thought, you know, I always try to put myself in the mind of a guy, and I'm thinking, it's awkward to stand. Look, if I'm at home and I'm comfortable.
How often
do
you stand to pee, Heidi?
Well, you know, whenever I can, but if I'm feeling lazy.
I bet you do.
Well, I've tried. I'm not going to lie, Frank. I've been in the snow up in Fawn Skin, and I think, why not?
No, in a bathroom with a toilet.
Like at home.
Well, I've tried.
Really?
Yeah, no, but a girl, it's tough. It's tough.
We're pumping strings to get it going in the right direction.
Then I spend the rest of the day with a bottle of Fantastic and a roll of paper towels trying to clean up my mess. So it's not good. Just sit down. You drunk bastard.
Look, when I
sit down, Betty. Betty with an E.
I've got half my library in the back of my toilet tank. If I sit for a while, I catch up on my reading.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I went in to do number one. Maybe like an hour and a half later. Oh, while I'm here. Oh, yeah.
There's really no transition from guys sitting
just
to
pee. Just
saying
now this and now this.
And now this.
Something different.
I'm looking for my pee poop stories. What do I have here? Oh, we got a break.
Yay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Frank, what kind of shot is this? Smell it. You've done shots. What is that?
That's little Bailey's floating on top
of a buttery nipple,
Take it, Frosty.
You've never had a buttery nipple before.
Close it out, and I'll do a buttery nipple.
Woo! We're coming right back to Stage Rush Cantina in Calabasas. One more break coming up at 2, Danny Bonaducci. Right now, who gives a damn, right? All right!
But her nipples sound good.
Good Frosty out of you, Frank.
Well, what you hear is music. We're all in the crowd here. If Frank and Heidi are anywhere near me, coming up, we're in the crowd here at Sagebrush Cantina, which is in Calabasas, just off the Valley Circle, Mulholland Drive, exit on Calabasas Road. That's where you are, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. I'd like to thank our support staff for showing out here. We have the amazing Krista, who is working her butt off here as well. We have Eric here as well. We have Domagoj. And the rest of the promotion staff, Cajal, Ariz, all these guys working their tail off, putting this show together here live at Sagebrush Cantina. While we're here.
I don't know what that was.
Who has a beer to finish? Mine's like half empty, half full.
Half empty.
I think we could chug it, baby. Miller Chill has brought you this Miller Chill. As well as, oh, by the way, Miller Chill is cool. It's got a hint of lime and salt. Taste the thrill. Miller Chill.
Did you come up with that, or did they?
There's more sponsors.
Miller is incredible.
Frank, it's sponsors. It's sponsors.
I know. I'm making a sandwich for it. Come on.
Shaver Subaru at the Thousand Oaks.
Where's her Subaru? How am I supposed to shave it?
Shaver Subaru. Thousand Oaks Auto Mall, where you can check out the new 09 WRX. Why, that's Shaver Subaru.
Penis.
I got an email from listener Dina in Phoenix. She always emails the show. She's got a problem she wants us to help her out with. This is the last break, and I know we're not going to be able to take any calls about it, but she says, I have a girlfriend who I haven't seen for 13 years. I recently, over the last year, got back in touch with her, and we were rekindling our friendship. She wants to come to visit Arizona and stay with us. They are in Wisconsin. I just got a message from her stating, and I quote, hi, hon, she and her new husband, whom I've never met, want to come out in March and stay for 2 months.
Ooh.
Call me so we can schedule.
Oh, two months.
13 years ago.
It's almost like you read the next line. It's like, 2 months, 4 question marks. Oh, my God. How do I respond to that kindly without losing the friendship?
Frank, why didn't you bring this up at 10 o'clock?
I could handle a week, but after 7 days, house guests drive me nuts. What the F do I do?
Wow, she's got a bigger threshold.
Like, yeah, we're coming out and staying at your house for 2 months.
Oh, no. No, you're not.
Well, what do you say?
After the second day.
Here's what I say. Oh, no. No, you're not.
But you don't.
But how do you say?
You don't want to lose the friendship.
How do you say that?
She hasn't talked to her in 13 years.
But they've rekindled the friendship, and they're like, hey, there's the point where they're like, come out.
Look, even if
come to Arizona.
Even if it's your best friend today, you wouldn't want him to stay for 2 months.
No, you lie, and you just say, you know what, my husband just lost his job, and right now we're staying with his mom and dad, so we just don't have the room.
But they have your address, probably.
Well, yeah, that's his mom and dad's house, and I mean, they're, I mean, we just got the kids and
what is the maximum that a house guest should expect to stay?
Two nights.
Two nights?
That's it.
How about this? After
Saturday, Sunday, see everybody. Had a great
later.
Time.
I'm with Heidi on this. On the third
a
night,
a week maybe.
You suggest maybe. A nearby Holiday Inn or something. You know what I'm saying? If your friends from out of town want to stay,
do friends get more time than family? Family comes out, stays for a week for Christmas.
Oh, right I would there. Rather have friends longer. Are you kidding me?
2 months?
Yeah, friends are more fun.
I would have friends for 2 months before I would have my mother for 2 months. Sorry, Mom, if you're listening.
In that case, I think we should all live together for 2 months and videotape it. What
okay,
do you think?
I'm in. Who's how?
Little reality. Show on VH1.
Yeah,
are we
Claudia and Frank
are
together
we,
for 2 months?
Are we renting a place or yeah? We
no,
have
they'll,
to do
they'll
that.
Provide the place.
They'll provide the place. The three of us live together.
Gee, who will be voted
VH1
out first?
Has contacted
oh
us
my
to
God.
A reality show.
I'll be so
broken.
Voted out the first week. I'm gone.
I'll announce it right now. VH1 has contacted us to do a reality show. They want us to live together for 2 months. You guys,
and they
would you guys
everything.
Watch that?
Yeah.
Everything behind the
yeah.
scenes. The three of us living together.
They do. They want to tape us for 24 hours a day for 2 months.
Will there be a hot tub we can get in? And
there'll
like
be a hot tub and a pool and a constant flow of liquor.
Liquor.
A well-stocked fridge. Count me in.
Yeah, so we could do that.
All right.
I'll do it, I guess.
But you said you couldn't live with any of your friends for 2 months, so.
Well, you're not my friends. So it's easier.
All right. Sweet.
Right. I can't stand
we're just lovers.
Lovers.
You know why friends are your friends? Because you don't live with them 24 hours a day.
True.
If you live with most of your, not all your friends, 24-7, you probably find things
but
that annoy you.
But how many friends talk to each other for 4 hours a day? We talk to each other 4 hours a day. Well, can you imagine talking to your best friend 4 hours a day? You'd be sick of that bastard. Like, I'm sick of these two.
Oh, God. Seriously.
So I guess VH1's on to something. No scripted drama here.
No. Well, no. Maybe a little overacting here and there.
Maybe a little overacting. Maybe a little mugging for the camera. Maybe like,
yeah,
you know.
I go, oh, where's that camera?
Oh, I'm dropping my ham hock between my boobies.
Ham hock?
Well, I'm talking about you.
Oh.
What's a ham hock?
I don't even know what a ham hock
you're
is.
You're black. You don't know what a ham hock is?
Ah!
Are you kidding me?
Damn, next you're going to say no on collard greens.
No, that's a chitlin. You got it wrong.
You might
chitlin.
You might live in Calabasas, but
that's
you're still black.
She said she has 6 chitlins at home.
Good night, everybody. I'm out of here. I can't talk about
it. Different daddy.
Frank is leaving. He's gone. Frank is waving to the crowd, walking out. Though the segment's not over, by at least 2 minutes, Frank has already left the building.
He's never been known to be a professional, you know?
How would we fill a minute and a half to go? I have an idea. We could do a sing-along.
Okay, what are you starting? I'll sing with you. I'm always one to sing.
I'll start. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
You do the next line.
You, me, or the...
No, the crowd. Ready?
Yep.
This is important. We have a minute to fill.
1 minute.
Broadcasting.
1 minute.
Angeles.
I hope Don Barrett's listening to this.
1, 2. The Love Boat. Okay, they don't remember that one. Never mind. Too old. They don't remember the Love Boat
theme. You went with the Love Boat.
Oh, what's Gilligan's Island? We do Gilligan.
Oh, right
back
in here,
a tale of
marriageship.
That was
no. See, this is a public service announcement. And alcohol, seriously, is the devil. It's awful. We think we're funny right now.
Key change.
And tomorrow, when we see a video of this or pictures of this, I'm going to say, "What in the
Heidi,
f was
listen
I thinking?"
Carefully.
Yeah,
key change. The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed.
You turned them. I can't believe you did it. You did it. And
so, join us here next week, my friend, for another desert isle. If not for the courage of Phyllis crew here on Gilligan's Isle.
Wait, Phyllis crew? It was a lady named Phyllis and it was her crew?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
Frank is getting so high in the parking lot right now, you have no
I
idea.
I wish I was, for the love of all that's holy.
He has a pocket full of tickets to paradise.
Who's holding? Pop my pot cherry.
Gee, why do you think he left to go to the parking lot?
Oh, my God.
Gee,
He'll come back with red eyes, smelling of skunk, and go, what? What? Why are you looking at me? What? What? Oh.
30 seconds to go.
30 seconds? Oh, I do have a stem cell story.
In 30 seconds?
Should I do it? Or I have a party clown story that's kind of good, too.
I was just going to count down from 29, but okay, go ahead.
We could do that, too. You could be the new Dick Clark.
Go ahead.
20, 19, 18, 17.
Didn't that waste like 7 seconds?
Get it, though, because he's got a stroke, and I did funny voice.
25 to go.
No? All right.
Go ahead, Miss Stem Cell. Yeah, stem cell research in 15 seconds. Research. By the way, we have drivers. We have rides. Right,
no,
Heidi?
We do. No. Absolutely. Absolutely we do. Don't ever drink. What were we drinking? Apple something or others?
What
and Miller
we drinking?
And Miller. Chill.
I think we should end it here. Okay. We're going to come back with a sorry list.
Oh, I didn't even keep one. Whoopsie.
Two of the three of us will come back to the sorry list, unlike this, the blonde slacker with a long tongue.
Well, I was busy out with the people.
So we can drag Frank back in from the parking lot. We are at Sagebrush Cantina.
Come on, people,
in Calabasas,
you're too quiet.
With a great sing-along crowd.
Ooh.
Don't forget Danny
that
Marucci,
happens
top
when
of the
you
hour.
Drink, right, fellas?
We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, man, this is Tommy Chong. And over the years, I've had my fair share of Acapulco Gold and Panama Red and the Purple Kush. But I gotta tell you, there's not enough weed in the world that can make me stomach that Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. So for harshing my mellow and making me look back at prison wistfully, these three buzz killers will now apologize.
And we apologize to the state of Utah, Mr. Bean, and that wheelchair guy.
Coma victims and needy husbands.
Cleveland, Censor Steve, and Twisted Coilers.
Gay high schools, Procter & Gamble, and Zac Efron.
Lesbians and the Italian.
Albuquerque, Katy Perry, and Farty Shivo.
Indians from India, the real ones, 7-Eleven, and Gilligan's Island.
John Denver, not Bob Denver, John Denver, and then anybody else who I offended, but I can't really remember because I've had too much to drink.
The Fighting Gerbil, Six Flags, Hat Lovers, E.E. Cummings, and Black Betty from Calabasas. You really have to listen to the whole show.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 3FM.